Here we go with another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. And I ask, and we ask, we all want to know, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we turn to Salisbury first, where a town meeting was held with four items the other night. The most talked about and probably controversial was the one of giving the housing trust for $1 the piece of property off under Mountain Road on what's called Grove Street School. It was an interesting vote because it was hybrid, and it's the only town I know that does town meetings both in person and on Zoom. And but they pulled it off, and it went rather smoothly, I thought. 200 people, 125 online and 75 in the room at Town Hall, and they managed to get it done. The vote to approve the giving for $1 from the town to the trust was overwhelmingly approved by 152-48. This parcel is about 0.8 acres. The plan is to put two small houses on the property and leave the back open, a portion of that back, because the neighbors were really concerned about the lack of open space and wanted to make that was a big talking point, not enough open space within the village. And so there is a playground back there, or so to speak playground. There's a slide back there, and it's going to be upgraded and for use by the public. There was a question as to why or how people are going to know there's a playground behind there, because there are going to be two houses up front. And First Selectman Curtis Rand said the trust and the town will be discussing that and figuring it out. As you can well imagine, there was there were pro and con comments. Most of the con were about the lack of open space and the lack of parking. The people, mostly employees of White Hart, because this land is right across the street from the White Hart Inn, park there. And so there was a lot of talk about the lack of parking in Salisbury and how this will even exacerbate the problem. But that, too, I guess
people,
will be
people
discussed.
People who live there, like in that area, have get pretty much White Hart traffic parking in their driveways anyway.
Mm.
Just FYI.
Okay.
No. Their driveways are all off the other street. This parking lot is just separated, and it comes right off of Under Mountain Road only.
Those cars
don't get even close to their front doors.
Wait, possibly with the actual plan. I'm just talking about currently.
Well, there's not going to be any parking space on it.
No, I understand that. I understand that. All I am saying is that currently, knowing some people who live right around there, they have people who don't know parking in their driveway. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we didn't hear any of that.
Okay.
But this will take out, a chunk of parking, because people, it's an empty lot there, and people have been parking there. So, the trust will be working. These houses are owned by the owners. They pay for their houses. The land remains under the trust's purview. So, anyway, we'll have two more affordable houses in the town, and I'm not sure when this will all start. I would imagine maybe the spring.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they have financing in place at
yes.
all? Do we know?
Yeah, the trust people did say they have the money
okay.
to do these. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. They could build four tiny homes on there.
Yeah, well, you really incur the wrath.
I like tiny home villages. I'm a big fan of them.
Mm, well.
But I know they don't like them here.
Yeah. there were three other motions on the floor that night. The town voted to spend up to $200,000 from its surplus, which, by the way, totals $3 million in Salisbury. for additional remediation of the former transfer station at the Hotchkiss property. As you know, the town and Sharon and Salisbury used that property for a long time as a transfer station, and now it's not that bad, but there are materials that have to be taken out of there, and they want to return it to Hotchkiss the way they got it, and so that some of that money will be used for that. There are the other approvals were an amendment to the ordinance increasing the fee for hooking up to any unsewered property for a fee of $5,000. Apparently that's been going on. That is the going rate, but it's never been formally established, so that that becomes part of the ordinance. And then Planning and Zoning has applied for a grant for to study the entranceway into the Dresser property. You know, that's there again. They're going to be affordable housing units back there on off Railroad Street, and they need to figure out the access from the rail trail to the road and getting in there. And so they've applied for a grant of up to $50,000 for that.
To study it?
Yeah.
$50,000? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm not going
to
say anything more. That's like really to study it.
Pathway and design project.
I should be a studier.
Mm-hmm. So everything passed quite solidly on that one. And as I say, it was. It's always interesting to how they technologically did it, but they did. Moving over to Canaan, we had a little controversy at the Planning and Zoning Commission the other night, in which Chairman Tim Abbott resigned. As you know, they've been working and discussing this River Woods project, which is off Honey Hill, right on the Housatonic River across from Weetog Road in Salisbury. The original plan was for 20 houses. There was an outcry from the neighbors on Highland Lane who lived there because the plan was to widen that and it would make more traffic and more noise for these people to widen the road to get to this subdivision. So they came back with a plan to increase the, make it, extend the dead-end road to make it longer. But you need a text amendment for that in their zoning regulations. The Planning and Zoning Commission sort of sat on that for a long time. And Tim Abbott took some heat for that at a couple of meetings of why hasn't it been approved and so forth. And it got a little hot at a couple of meetings between him and developer Bruce McEver. Abbott is a conservation director at HVA, and HVA, Housatonic Valley Association, has come out strongly against this plan. And so Tim has had to recuse himself whenever it was discussed, which he did. He said he did it, you know, he recused himself when needed. But he said in his resignation letter, he as he put it, I can quote you here. He said, as chair of the commission, I've recused myself where it's appropriate. However, a well-financed and aggressive developer has conflated that recusal with a proposed text amendment to subdivision regulations that are generally applicable to the entire town. As a result, I'm placed in an untenable position, and so he feels he was he just couldn't.
Didn't we allude to that last the last time we talked about this? I think that there was the conflict that was.
Yeah.
Quite apparent to anyone who had eyes.
Yep, yeah. So, it's unfortunate. Tim has been, I think, he did all the regulations for recreational cannabis. He has got a strong experience in all these things. So, Canaan is losing its chairman. I guess they're going to discuss the next meeting who takes over.
And when is that?
Second Monday of December, I guess.
Gotcha.
And then the text amendment did, after the hearing they had, the text amendment was finally approved. So instead, if the McEver had proposed to do 33 houses and, you know, many more because he couldn't get that text amendment, now that it's been approved, I would assume he'll be back with an application for back to 20.
Do they have a lawyer at their meetings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
are lawyers.
And he didn't find that a text amendment pertaining to an application that's active is not an issue? Really? I'm sorry.
Because, well, that was Tim's argument.
Well, no.
It's not,
and it's mine, too. It's
talking one property. You put in a text amendment, it affects everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. So now anybody, here's a nice precedent for you, says, well, I don't like your law. Change it for me.
Yeah, it's going
to. And no one seemed to catch that?
Nope.
Okay.
We have here, but that's it.
Yeah, no, what I mean.
So all six people
that
hear
us. Okay, I don't mean okay. I mean, oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were lawyers there, but
wow.
Again, it's hard sometimes on Zoom. They don't pan the whole room, and so I'm not. I know Randy DiBello was there, the town attorney. Don't know if there were lawyers for the other side. In Falls Village, we'll move down there. As you know, the Falls Village Cafe left, so there's an empty space in that 107 Main Street, a building owned by the town. Judy Jacobs, who's the selectman in Falls Village, is the economic development person, and she reported that there have been 19 inquiries about tenants interested in that space. They have narrowed it down to two, and they'll going to be looking at those two proposals and hopefully coming up with something pretty quickly. It's that's a great space in the middle of right in the middle of town, and hopefully they'll get filled again soon. We had a little blurb on school enrollments. Interestingly enough, the numbers are down again from last year at all the schools except an increase at Housatonic. Housatonic now has 320 students as opposed to 289 in the last school year. But all the other schools seem to have dropped in their enrollment. And always interesting to follow those numbers and see what happens, especially at budget time, when people are asked to support these small schools.
Mike, when you were in school, how many? What was the enrollment? Do you remember?
It was far bigger.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious.
I think, I'm.
Okay.
At one time, the school had 700.
I was going to say, I'm thinking in the 700s when we were there, because when they would picture, for example, the freshman class in the yearbook, it would be a complete open of both pages, and there were 100 and some kids, 140, 150 kids in each level. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was up in the 700s when we were there.
There
was a substantially less amount of building at that time, too. There's been a lot added on since the 70s.
I think the highest was, they said, was in the 700s.
I'm pretty sure we were in there. Because
dropping since then. Last year, as you remember, there were 57 kids in the graduating class.
Right. Well, now, you said they go from 280 up to 327. Where is that coming from now?
Okay, you've got tuition kids.
Yeah.
You know, you have several kids from Massachusetts and New York coming into VOAG. Those towns pay for their students to go, pay regional to go there.
Yeah,
and there's also, I noticed, an interesting uptick in faculty kids coming. So they...
Because with the other ones going down, General, I'm like, this is almost contradictory, if you will. So.
Yeah, except for VOAG. I think that's a big...
kids grow up. That would bring the other ones and put them in high school.
Then I think we have, three of the elementary, middle school combinations are under 100 right now?
I can
that
tell
would
you.
Be Sharon, Cornwall, and Falls Village, I believe, are all under
Cornwall
100.
Cornwall is down to 77.
Okay.
Kellogg is at 67. And Sharon, I think, just hit 100. Yeah.
Okay, they were below for a little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, then the taxpayers come up and they keep saying, you know, why are we paying more money?
Yeah.
Did Kellogg go up?
No, Kellogg went down. Kellogg went from 76 to 67.
Yes, everybody's dropping. But, and five
unless they moved down to the high school. Is that number in there?
Under 100.
Some. Counts for some, yeah.
Yeah. Be interesting.
Yeah, I always find enrollment very interesting.
Because you see somewhat of a population growth because of pandemic, but then again, it seems that these people are sending their kids elsewhere.
they loved it while it was here, and then they said, well, not enough to do. I'm going back to the city.
Yeah, going back to the excitement of the city.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Anyway, all right, we should be given about 1.5 minutes here to wrap it all up.
Oh, my goodness. We had the hearing last night on Wake Robin. I will fill you in next week.
How many hotel rooms now?
Inland Wetlands met. No action on that low road project in Sharon at this point. I must tell you, that was a great I had a great interview with Dave Williamson and Ted Larson of Cornwall, who did a really magnanimous trip to North Carolina with equipment to help the flood victims, and a heartwarming story. That's in yesterday's paper for those who are interested. And lots of other things going on. Salisbury Forum has a good talk this Friday night. Two authors will be talking about the future of America and democracy and what the election results mean. And planned for those who like to socialize on Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving dinner at the Pilgrim House. Nice socializing.
And is that on the day of?
That is on the day of, and we'll remind people next week.
Yep. Yeah, we're coming up on that season where everybody's gathering food and turkeys and clothing and all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to do it. That's going to do it for this episode, this edition. I'm sorry. I like edition better. This edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.